Gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for this evening. Referring back to our first public hearing was conditional use number 1718 Colonial East Limited. For the benefit of those of you that weren't here 11 years ago, just let me make a couple of opening comments and then we certainly can have the discussion. The issue surrounding whether or not this future application was anticipated and whatever one thinks of that really isn't it's really not important to be simply because we're not in the business of doing site plans. That's what the applicant wanted to do, the way they wanted to lay it out, even though it may have been obvious, and I suspect that it was obvious to some folks that they might be back again someday. It's their right to come back and ask. It's our job to recommend yes or no. As far as that part of it goes, whether it was premeditated or part of some grand plan, if it was, then there really wasn't anything wrong with it doing that. Nothing legally wrong, nothing contrary to the ordinance or anything like that. So certainly was allowed to do that. I would suggest to you that it's going to come down to a density question. I think that's going to be the issue. Mr. Lank, in the approval, council's approval of 1997, was that from their findings that you read, or was it from the stipulation?
No, what you asked me to read was the conditions.
The conditions. Was that council's conditions or the commission's conditions?
On this expansion, the commission, I don't have a copy of the minutes. Let me see if I did. Hold on.
No. I'm just trying to figure out whose condition the 2 per acre was. Was it something that the commission imposed or something?
No, because that came down later. The condition on the 2 acres came back in the council decision not in 97, but in the later, I believe. Let me see. Let me get both of them here.
Well, the council stated.
I got it.
Yeah, okay.
97. What I read to you were the conditions. There were 9. What the council referenced in their findings, they had a couple paragraphs, and then they got specific in their findings. The finding of facts and recommendations of the commission were incorporated into the record. Council found that the proposed conditional use is in accordance with the comp plan and promotes health, safety, morale, et cetera. The council found that the reduction in the number of units to a maximum of 108 will result in a density which is compatible with the AR1 agricultural residential zoning of the surrounding area.
That's the part I read.
Recognizing concerns expressed about traffic in the area, the council found that the lower number of units will have no greater effect on traffic than development currently permitted in the area under existing zoning classification. The council found that the area is contained within a development zone and the land use plan, and that the availability of the central sewer makes the area appropriate for development. And then they got specific that the request is for an extension of an existing mobile home park, that there are no negative response from any state agency, that despite concerns raised by neighbors regarding traffic, the Department of Transportation does not believe that the project will have a significant negative impact on traffic. That the project is limited to 108 units. This is half of what the maximum build out could be. That the project was in the boundaries of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. That the project is in the boundaries of the development district of the comprehensive land use plan, and that the project complies with the housing element of the land use plan by providing affordable housing. And I guess that's it. That's the last page. Okay. That was the point. Okay. And the specifics.
Okay, gentlemen, any discussion?
Well, Mr. Chairman, from my perspective, I'm concerned on a couple points. One is again increasing density in this area over something that was was previously approved, and while this is a conditional use, again, my concern comes from taking an area that was an open area and has been such for, 10 years or so since this project was developed. That's also an excellent recharge area, and now having it filled with lots that would eventually become housing units. Again, the additional impact of 82 units on this development, which is not proposing any additional amenities over and above which currently exist, which I consider very limited in nature, is not conducive to passive or active recreation for the potential new residents, let alone the residents that are occupying the existing 295 units that exist in both the Sussex East and Sussex West communities. While there was reference to the slow traffic in the area, the fact that there weren't even the amenities as low cost as walking trails being offered or being proposed in this, and the fact that when you look at the project and the amount of open space that's was being proffered, mainly one oblong area and the 50-foot buffer, which was already a requirement for this project, I don't see anything, see much in the way it's being offered that would induce me to vote positive.
Okay. Bearing in mind that it is a conditional use, and you can stipulate some of those things, but if that's not your, if you feel like it's beyond stipulation, then it's beyond stipulation.
Bear in mind, I think that too, I want to caution that it does come back to what I think Mr. Wheatley said, that what you're getting to is still a density issue. A lot of those types of things are site plan related. So.
My concern is not so much is that the council knows what the council was thinking of doing, and my feeling is it's a decision that they should make. Now, we have to make some kind of recommendation, or not, I suppose, but we typically do and should, I think. But that's my concern, is that they're the ones who have to stand for election, and apparently it was important to them at the time, and if they feel like something's changed, then up to them to change it. My feeling. And I don't know what kind of form that motion would take, but
is that called do what you want with it?
No, that's just called, well, you
did it first.
You guys did it first, so you might as well handle it now. And bear in mind, too, gentlemen, that what we're making is a recommendation. We're not going to make the final decision. They are. And, you know, you got to go with how you feel.
Mr. Johnson, just to clarify, too, what I said in regard to that, I think the reason that what I said is significant about site plan issues and amenities is because we're talking about amending an existing ordinance, too. That's a little bit different animal.
Anyone else want to dial in on this one? Mr. Smith, Mr. Gordy? Okay. Need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use 1817 Colonial East LTD based on the record and for the following reasons. I'm concerned about resubdividing an area that has been maintained as open area ever since the original approval in 1997. This area is also considered an excellent recharge area. And County Council originally approved 108 lots on the 54 acres for a density of 2 per acre, which was similar to nearby communities and allowable in the AR1 district. The approved 108 lots was also apparently a compromise reached as a result of the then significant opposition from nearby residents. The developer chose to locate all the dwelling units on approximately 34 acres, leaving the approximately 20 acres vacant. The applicant is now requesting to increase the density on this parcel significantly without any justification other than additional units. No additional amenities are being proposed, and the current facilities, which I consider limited in nature, are available to the 295 units already built in Sussex East and West. And no additional no provisions are being made for safe pedestrian and bicycle travel within this development. It's best I can come up on spur of
the moment. I would just caution, I think in your first reason, you talked about resubdividing an area that's been maintained as open area. It's not, it's conditional use.
Not a subdivision,
yeah.
It's a conditional use.
Yeah. So you'd be redeveloping an area.
Let me amend that to say that I am concerned about developing an area that has been maintained as open area ever since the approval in 1997 of this parcel to allow for an additional 82 units.
Takes out my concern about resubdividing.
What about the word subdivision?
I took that out.
He took it out.
Yeah. Took the word subdivision out. But. There's a motion on the floor, gentlemen. We need a second.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to deny conditional use 1817 Colonial East Limited for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed. And the motion carries 3-2.
That's 3-2 with the motion.
3-2 with a motion to deny.
Recommended.
Recommended, yes. Yes.
I didn't hear all the voices. Rod, the vote was no.
Roll call. Mr. Smith?
Aye.
Mr. Gordy?
Opposed.
Mr. Johnson?
I'm in favor of denying.
Aye is the right answer.
Thank you.
For you.
Just clarifying it.
Yeah. Mr. Burton?
Aye.
Okay. Chair votes no. The motion carries 3-2. All right, gentlemen, that's why we do what we do.